Hello out there. Welcome to your next mission video podcast. Memorial Day is a special day for all Americans, a day set aside to honor the service given and the sacrifices made by our service members and their families throughout the years. Today, we're visiting with the folks at the Arlington National Cemetery and learn how Arlington became the premier national military cemetery and how Memorial Day is commemorated there. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans and service members and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, and Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FFP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FFP Vision, together, they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week, we love them too. For the second straight year, we're commemorating Memorial Day by featuring a place that is sacred ground to our country's military and veterans, the Arlington National Cemetery. And I'm excited to introduce Dr. Allison Finkelstein, Senior Historian, and Sergeant Major Beyond Hall, Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Executive Director at the Arlington National Cemetery. Welcome to the show.
Well, Sergeant Major, thank you very much. It's an honor to be on the show and to be able to meet one of the sergeant majors of the armies. And not, you know, as a sergeant major, it's not that easy sometimes to meet the sergeant major of the army, but it's an honor.
Well, it's my honor to meet both of you, and I appreciate you coming on the show. But before we get started, would each one of you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself? And ma'am, we're going to start with you. Tell the audience just a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Allison Finkelstein, and I'm senior historian at Arlington National Cemetery. I grew up as an Army brat. My dad served as a career U.S. Army officer, and both of my grandfathers served in World War II. So for me personally and professionally, to work at Arlington National Cemetery is a great honor. I have the opportunity to use my skills as a professional historian to tell the stories of our nation's veterans, our fallen service members, and their families. And it's just rich. It's always full of challenges and new research to focus on. And especially this time of year at Memorial Day, we're really reminded of what our jobs are about.
Well, I'm sure your dad is very proud of you. That's for sure, where you're working right now. Sergeant Major, how about yourself? Tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, Sergeant Major, my background is very interesting, like everybody else. You know, I first joined, you know, back in 1986 as a Virginia National Guard. You know, I wanted to enlist back then for some college tuition. And then I got out after serving 3 years and then, you know, doing regular civilian jobs. But then after 9/11, I decided to, re-enlist again in 2003. During the 9/11, I was a flight attendant, and a couple of my friends were on the flight that hit the Pentagon. So with, you know, a lot of stuff going on, I decided to re-enlist. And that's when I stayed in throughout my military career for now going on 22 years. And I've been here at the Arlington National Cemetery as the senior enlisted advisor to the executive director for about 4 months. And not just the Arlington National Cemetery that I'm responsible for, I am also responsible for Office of Army Cemeteries.
Oh, wow. Hey, it sounds like you're doing a great job. And I did the same thing. I got out, stayed out a couple of years, and then the Army brought me back in. So I was lucky I came back into service anyway. Hey, Dr. Finkelstein, Today is Memorial Day. Would you give us some, you know, historical background on how we came to recognize the last Monday in May as this holiday?
Yes, Arlington National Cemetery is really recognized as central to the history of America's observance of Memorial Day. Memorial Day is directly tied to the American Civil War, which was devastating for the American people. There were over 700,000 lost from death, by disease, and by battle wounds on both sides during the American Civil War. So when the war concluded, people were grasping for ways to deal with their grief and to commemorate the dead. So there were grassroots efforts around different parts of the country that involved laying flowers at the graves of the war dead. And historian David Blight has documented what he thinks is most likely one of the earliest recorded instances of this decoration of the graves. And it was in Charleston, South Carolina in 1865 at a race course that had been used as a prison for U.S. prisoners of war. And African-American community members did a procession at that race course and they placed flowers there. So that may be one of the first original Decoration Day ceremonies. But in 1868, this story comes to Arlington when General John Logan, who was a Civil War veteran and at the time a member of Congress and serving as the leader of the Grand Army of the Republic, the GAR, which was the largest and most influential group of U.S. Civil War veterans. He declared May 30th to be Decoration Day, and there was a ceremony that involved a procession from the Arlington House Mansion to the Tomb of the Civil War Unknowns, where over 2,000 unidentified remains of Civil War soldiers are buried. And this is what we recognize at Arlington as the first official annual National Decoration Day observance. Over the years, Decoration Day, it increased in popularity and it became known as Memorial Day, so that by today, we remain the host of our nation's annual Memorial Day observance.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you very much. That's pretty enlightening right there. That's a lot of great information there. Hey, Sergeant Major, in the beginning, Arlington was just, you know, one of several national cemeteries, but how did it become, you know, the premier national cemetery?
Well, Sergeant Major, so Arlington is where the very first Decoration Day ceremonies were held. You know, the event was so popular that amphitheater was built actually in 1873 to hold the ceremonies. But if you, I'm sure you've been here now, you know, we have a huge memorial amphitheater that can actually hold almost 5,000 people.
Ma'am, you want to add anything to the Sergeant Major comments?
Yes, thank you. So just to build on what Sergeant Major Hall said, Memorial Day really became such a significant event that it differentiated Arlington National Cemetery from the other Civil War era cemeteries that had been created. Because at first, Arlington was really not special. There was nothing that distinguished it from this network of Civil War cemeteries, places like Antietam National Cemetery, Fredericksburg National Cemetery, even the Soldiers' Home National Cemetery in Washington, D.C., which is also under our stewardship that Sergeant Major leads as well. So it was Memorial Day that put the spotlight on Arlington National Cemetery. And with each iteration of Memorial Day, with the creation of Memorial Amphitheater that Sergeant Major Hall mentioned earlier, which was finished in 1920, it's grand, it's majestic, it's made of marble, Arlington became more special. And of course, this continued with other important events in the cemetery's history, like the 1921 creation of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and then the burial of President John F. Kennedy. So these events and these additions to our grounds made Arlington a place that has become seen by the American public and really the world, I think, as the center of our military memory, the place where we honor our war dead.
Yeah. You do a lot of stuff with the VA too, the VA cemeteries. Do you work along with them also?
So the VA cemeteries, while they're not under our purview, we collaborate with them all the time. And it's really important, I think, Sergeant Major, to emphasize that it's just as honorable to be buried in a VA cemetery. My own grandparents are buried in a VA cemetery.
Yeah. All right, great information. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to hear about some of the activities that have been taking place this weekend at Arlington National Cemetery. So stay right there. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. This is Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you're enjoying this discussion, I know you are because we're talking about our veterans. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. And be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
Oh. A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Allison Finkelstein, Senior Historian and Sergeant Major Mian Hall, Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Executive Director at Arlington National Cemetery. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing here on behalf of the veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you don't have any plans to get rid of or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on the vehicle donation button or the home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Dr. Finkelstein, how is Memorial Day commemorated at Arlington National Cemetery?
Memorial Day is really our biggest event of the year, and I'm really excited, Sergeant Major Hall, for you to be here for your first Memorial Day to see how our team really works together for months to prepare for this weekend. And it really is a full weekend of events. We have Flags In happening this week, where soldiers will place flags at every gravesite here to honor all of those who served on Memorial Day. Then on Sunday, which we're gearing up for right now, on Sunday, May 25th, we have Flowers of Remembrance Day. This is a new tradition, actually, that started just a couple years ago, where the public is invited for the only time each year to walk across the plaza at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and place a flower. The idea here is that we're hearkening back to that original Civil War era Decoration Day. We're placing flowers on the graves of the war dead. And then that day, our office, the History Office and the Public Affairs Office, has a really busy schedule of events. At 9:30, the public is invited to meet a sentinel to actually talk to those tomb guards who guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. At 10 o'clock, we're doing a history talk on the history of Decoration Day. And then at 10:30, we are kicking off Arlington National Cemetery's observance of the U.S. Army's 250th birthday, which I'm sure, Sergeant Major, you are really excited for. We are doing our first tour in our Army Birthday Series, which is a tour on foot, taking the public through sites connected to the first part of the Army's history. And we're calling that Memorializing Honor and Sacrifice from the Legacy of the American Revolution to Overseas Expansion. So it's a lot of events happening.
Who puts the flag on all the tombs out there? Do you have the old guard comes in? Do you have volunteers?
So, Sergeant Major, I can answer that question. So the old guard, so the flags in, flags out is actually the old guard is responsibility, just to let everybody know, we have 450,000 grave sites, and every one of them, we do it. So it's a collaboration of efforts with the old guard, us, and volunteers that come and actually, put flags in for all of those.
Well, I do too. Yeah, I'm sure you get a lot of volunteers that come and help and do that too. A lot of veterans and family members that come in and do that. Hey, Sergeant Major, Memorial Day is a day for all of us to honor those who've given their service to our country. But you know that every day at Arlington National Cemetery is special, isn't it?
Definitely. You are correct, Sergeant Major. So I've been here 4 months. I started out in January, but to me, it seemed like I've been here for a year because of so many things that, you know, we do every day here at the Arlington National Cemetery. Mention a couple of things is that, I mean, we do have over 30 funeral services a day. We also have 4 million visitors a year. I also would like to talk a little bit about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the changing of the guard. During the summertime, they do the change of the guards every 30 minutes. During the wintertime, they do it every hour on the hour. But more, not just the Tomb of the Guards, the services that we do every day, I would like to take the opportunity to talk about the people who make things happen every day. The soldiers, the civilians, with all the support around the communities. Because if you think about it, we have over 200 civilians that work here at the Arlington National Cemetery. And we also have over 27 military active duty army, including officers, senior enlisted NCOs. And also we have chaplains. So we have a lot of chaplains that work here every day to participate in the services. So, I mean, you know, if we think about it, it's the basic stuff that a lot of people do not understand, that, you know, those little pieces of puzzles that kind of comes together and makes our operations, you know, because our operations is a no-fail mission. I mean, it's something that we just can't look back and say, let's do it better next time. No, we got to do it better every time.
Like I said before, you know, I've been there several times at funerals in the professional way that everybody does their work and just unbelievable. It's a wonderful place to visit and see all the great things that you're doing. Ma'am, I was looking at your website and I see that Arlington has all sorts of education programs. Would you tell us a little bit about, your mission?
The History Office here at Arlington National Cemetery also runs our education program. And our goal with the education program is to make Arlington accessible to everyone in the country, whether or not they're local to the DC metro area or whether they live on the other side of the country. So we have materials that are based on thematic modules. We have all sorts of different themes, everything from history to STEM topics. So just as an example, we have a module on World War II. We have a module on civics, and we also have a module on the environment at ANC. And each of these thematic modules has materials that can be used in person here at the cemetery or from home. We have walking tours, we have lesson plans, we have lifelong learner guides. Essentially, we want to put the experts at the cemetery in your pocket. Since we can't be with everybody when we have 4 million visitors coming here, we want to transfer that knowledge and make it more accessible. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, well, I'm not a student, I'm not in high school, that's okay. We have materials for adult learners. We call them lifelong learners. So that's anybody who's not in the formal education program, but wants to interact and engage with the cemetery story. So if you come here with a group of veterans from a local American Legion post, if you're here with your family, we have materials that can guide you. We have materials for families visiting with small children. And then for those of you who are still active duty, if you want to explore the cemetery based on members from your own branch, we have service branch walking tours. So you could focus entirely on Army grave sites, Marine Corps grave sites, et cetera. So we're really excited about this program, and we hope that it helps people understand what they're seeing at the cemetery. Instead of just looking at maybe a bunch of graves, we want them to find a personal connection.
The It's really interesting because a lot of people probably will never get the opportunity to visit the Arlington National Cemetery. So it's important to go to the website and learn about all that information. That's great information. We need to take another quick break. When I come back, let's talk about Arlington's role in the upcoming 250th birthday in the United States Army. So please stay there. I'll be right back. Now here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped us make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Dr. Allison Finkelstein, his senior historian, and Sergeant Major Mion Hall, senior enlisted advisor to the executive director at the Arlington National Cemetery. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I've said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll actually reach back out to you. Sergeant Major, the Army has a big birthday, number 250, coming up in June. Are there events planned for Arlington as a part of that celebration?
Sergeant Major, I mean, you're definitely right. 250th birthday. Wow. You know, I wish I could have been there from the start, but you know, I guess nobody can do that, but I'm very excited. I mean, but as the Arlington National Cemetery, I mean, the Army's birthday is a special, you know, day, but for us, every day is a special day. But for any additional events that are happening, I'm going to have Dr. Finkelstein talk a little bit about that. Go ahead, ma'am.
Sure. Thank you, Sergeant Major. And you better be careful because sounds like you might be volunteering to wear a tricorn hat during our 250th celebrations. So it's really a big event here at Arlington. We've been planning for the 250th birthday of the Army for over a year now. And we have some normal events, and then we also have some special events. So on June 14th, we are doing our traditional wreath laying for the Army's birthday at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. This is something that happens annually, but of course this year for that 250th birthday, it's really taking on a different meaning. But we also have special events for the public. Our first one, as I mentioned earlier, is actually on Flowers of Remembrance Day. So I believe it will have passed by the time this podcast has aired. But that is a walking tour talking about the first part of the Army's history. And then we are picking it up on June 22nd with a tram tour about the second half of the Army's history. It's called Global Wars, Global Warriors, Army History in the 20th Century. So if you served in the 20th century, which I think would be most of your listeners, this is the tour about parts of your history from the First World War through some of our engagements in the 1990s. It's on the tram, so we're going to cover a lot of ground here at the cemetery. And then on September 12th, we have another really unique event, this time in collaboration with the National Museum of the United States Army down at Fort Belvoir. We are doing a history hike with them, and this is called 1898 to 1918, the U.S. Army Overseas. So talking about the Army's engagements from the Spanish-American War through the First World War, we're going to take you to parts of the cemetery that I don't think a lot of our visitors get to see and talk about how the Army repatriated service members who died in those overseas conflicts. So this is really an opportunity to get off the beaten path and think about how the Army shaped Arlington and how Arlington National Cemetery has actually impacted the U.S. Army.
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, let me thank you for what you both are doing and what your staff and everybody at Arlington doing. Because, like I said before, I've been there several times, and I see the work that you're doing each and every day. And, And this has been absolutely a great discussion. I've learned a great deal. Any final thoughts, anything you want to share with the audience that maybe we missed? And ma'am, we'll start with you. Anything we missed that you want to add to the discussion here a little bit?
Something that I want your audience to come away with is an appreciation of the history and true meaning of Memorial Day. We here at Arlington, we think about it in terms of those sacred service members who are buried. But I think as we look at the media, there's just a lot of talk about barbecues and Memorial Day sales and the start of summer. And that's not what Memorial Day is about. It's about those soldier dead who are buried here and at cemeteries all across the country and all across the world. And like we talked about before, and as you said, Sergeant Major, this is an observance that started after the Civil War. And I know that for a lot of us today, the Civil War seems really long ago. Black and white photos, grainy images, but the Civil War still impacts our country today. And Memorial Day is one of its strongest legacies. The idea of Memorial Day, the fact that we honor our war dead in May, originates from that tragedy of the American Civil War.
Great information. I need to go back up to Arlington, just sit down and talk to you for about an hour. I'm sure you could educate me with a lot of stuff here. Sergeant Major, how about yourself? Any last-minute thoughts, anything you want to share with the audience?
Yes, Sergeant Major. First of all, I would like to thank you and your team for giving us the opportunity, you know, to be on your show and talk, you know, again about the Arlington National Cemetery and the Office of Army Cemeteries. What I would like to ask all the listeners, you know, on your show and everybody who is involved with this, the podcast, is that, you know, please come on out, you know, please take some time, come on out, visit us. And because I tell you, you know, every day I learn new things. I have a thing called, you know, a day with the Sergeant Major. I actually go around with all the staffs, you know, a day or half a day. And I kind of see what, you know, it's not a brief by slide, you know, it's what I see actually action, what they do. To tell you the truth, I didn't know. I thought Arlington National Cemetery was all military buried here. But, you know, meeting with Dr., you know, Finkelstein and talking with the historians, found out that there are actually civilians that are buried here too. From the back, you know, when we started out, when there was quartermaster, and there were civilians in our quartermaster force. So things like that. So there's a lot more to observe. There's a lot more to learn about the history. There's a lot more to, you know, just come out here and enjoy a day. You know, and I would like to just say, please, everyone's welcome. And you know, our mission doesn't change. We take care of the fallen and their families, you know. So please come on out and visit us. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming on the show. Thanks to each one of you for your service and helping honor our service members who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And again, thank you so much for what you're doing, what you continue to do, and I certainly appreciate it. Again, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Dr. Finkelstein and Sergeant Major Hall for being with us today. I'm Jack Uptilly, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. Thank you for joining us. Log on our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. I hope it's a good one. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with the Recoup Military and Opline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and of course, Rumble. If you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast releases. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Dr. Finkelstein and Sergeant Major Hall for joining us today. And I'll just say that everybody should visit Arlington Cemetery and see all the things that go on there in one day and see how they take care of our veterans and our fallen It's unbelievable. It's a great place to visit, and it's educational for our country and for our young adults. Too often we forget about our warriors and the things that go on. So, you know, we're talking about Memorial Day, and we're talking about our fallen. It's something that you need to do. Go visit Arlington and see what really happens. It's a wonderful place to visit, and I'm sure that you'll come out of there probably appreciate our veterans and families a lot more. So thanks for watching. Thanks to Newmont Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hoo-ah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.